So what do you do now? When you begin to realize just how many quasi-yeses you are currently living, do you just suddenly switch them all to no? The answer, it is no. For to live in no's is to live in isolation, and this is not your purpose here. This is not your fate. Whenever you recognize, for all of you are my sacred sisters and my sacred brothers, whenever you recognize that there is in you a downward spiraling message, I wish you to know this, that without any doubt this is spirit attempting to gain your attention to the fact that this is not a good choice, at least not now. So ask yourself this, my most favorite question of all time. This question, it is a self-reflective question. Do your best to not think, to not search for its reply. Rather, wait until it speaks to you. It may do so via many means, sensations, images, or inner sounds. Any of these, in fact, all of these, they are spirit's call. And I know them all well. This simple question, it is the pearl, the gem that shoots you now upward, up, like a comet streak from despair into hope, from confusion into clarity, from stuckness into flow, from death into life. What is this billion-dollar question? It is simply this. What can I say yes to? Immediately, before you even get all six words out of your precious brain or out of your mouth and deliver it into your belly, for this is where you know all things, all wisdom and all of life, you will either see an image on your inner visual screen, hear a sound or words in your inner ears, and possibly you will comprehend what they do mean, or feel yourself energetically moving, compelled vibrantly towards something. Be it visually, audibly, or kinesthetically, as soon as you ask yourself this self-reflective question, spirit will move in you. It will buoy you up, up, up onto the top of a sacred wave, for there's always a wave for you to ride. There's always flow for you to coast upon. Always, always, yes, everyone, no one is exempt ever. No one is exempt ever. Let us put this into practice now, for held within this most precious of gems, this most sacred of vows, is the simple power to completely, immediately metamorphose your life. Just like a butterfly bursting forth from its cocoon, the simple word no, when you take charge with your free will, with your self-governing reign over life, love, and light, with an ironclad, ego-based fear, you will always, 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 dear, reduce yourself to no. Yet what is even worse is this. When you override, when you rewrite your truth, that is, when you justify, when you convince yourself that a no is a yes, then this quasi-yes, it is your ego's voice. It is pursuing a fast course to death. Yes, it is always, always, always your soul speaking to you, communicating directly through you from spirit source, guiding you into eternal life. I recommend you take a moment now and attune yourself to recognize your own meaning that you ascribe to the words eternal life. Now please, will you please contemplate an example? It might be a decision that you are in the process of making now. Or it might be a decision that you made long ago, and currently you now are in the midst still of fulfilling it. As you contemplate this decision, as you hold it unwavering now in your mind, what do you notice? Are the signals you're experiencing evidence of an upward spiral? Or is it a downward spiral that you're experiencing within you now? If it is an upward spiral, know that this, it is spirit, confirming to you, yes, go for it, all paths are clear. If it is a downward spiral, immediately pose to yourself this self-reflective question, what can I say yes to? And notice what happens. It is like magic now, you see. You are on a wave right now flowing. Spirit, it is lifting you up and placing you where the sacred current of life is. 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 Now that your energy, it is flowing, now that you are riding a wave, are you still in misery, in confusion, in ambivalence, in uncertainty, or in self-doubt? No, oh God, no. You are now in. You are now in. You are now in. You are now in. in joyous, authentic, upward spiraling motion. This is bliss. This is God's love. You right now, you are experiencing flow. As you explore and as you swiftly master this yes-no practice as a guiding light within yourself, you will begin to discover, just like I did, the sacred subtleties, the art of flow. There are also no's within yeses and yeses too within no's. I know these well. What does this mean? Cascading yeses within no's, just like in dowsing and in all forms of divination, which means quite simply you, that is God, speaking directly with yourself, that is God. Simply put, your little self speaking direct with self. Sacred speaking to sacred. Keep asking the self-reflective question. Never bore yourself of it. What can I say yes to? Until there is absolute stillness within you. Until there are no no's left. Until there are no no's left.